Yeah, it's quite shocking, really, when you look at the figures for the number of children, young people that are waiting for first appointments. There's over 25 young people waiting over a year for a first appointment with CAMHS, and really and truly that is simply a first appointment, and then they have to decide whether they need to do any further work or have any further care. And you know, with I think the whole mental health service has been brought into a prospect, I think, with the whole lockdown that's been ongoing, that there's going to be a problem when we come out of this lockdown as well, that people will have to be dealt with and have to be treated properly and promptly. We can't go back to the situation that's been there previously. We need to be improving on the service.
And as you touched on, one can only imagine those waiting lists will grow even more with the aftermath of the lockdown and this past year and the toll that that has taken on children and adolescents.
Yeah, unfortunately, that is going to be the situation. And you know, the government are talking about we need to get back to pre-lockdown levels. Pre-lockdown levels weren't acceptable anyway. And so we need to set our sights a bit higher than that, and we need to be going for an adequate mental health service. And that means the government actually deciding to employ people and make sure that people stay on and work after the lockdown happens, because we're going to have a lot of people to be dealt with and be helped in the meantime.